Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Performance Optimization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Database Interactions and Tools in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore techniques for optimizing database performance, the importance of efficient queries, and best practices for database performance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement strategies that enhance query efficiency and overall database operations, ensuring a smoother user experience and improved application performance. Main content techniques for optimizing database performance. Optimizing database performance involves several strategies that can significantly improve the speed and efficiency of your database operations. Key techniques include indexing. Creating indexes on frequently queried columns allows the database to retrieve data faster. An index functions like a book's index. When you look for a specific topic, you can quickly find the relevant pages rather than sifting through the entire book. For instance, in a finance application, indexing customer IDs can speed up transactions and queries related to customer data, enhancing the overall performance. Additionally, consider using composite indexes for queries that filter on multiple columns, which can provide even greater efficiency. Query optimization. Writing efficient SQL queries is crucial. Avoid using select. Instead, specify only the columns you need. This minimizes the amount of data processed and returned, speeding up the query. For example, if you're only interested in a user's name and balance, your query should reflect that instead of fetching all user data. Moreover, using where clauses effectively can further narrow down the result sets, reducing processing time. Data partitioning. For large databases, partitioning can improve performance by splitting a table into smaller, manageable pieces. Each partition can be queried independently, allowing for faster data retrieval. In a fintech context, partitioning transaction data by date can enhance reporting efficiency, making it easier to analyze trends over specific periods. Additionally, consider using horizontal partitioning for large datasets, which can help distribute the load across multiple storage areas. Caching. Implementing caching strategies can drastically reduce database load. By storing frequently accessed data in memory, applications can quickly retrieve this data without hitting the database every time. For example, if your application frequently accesses stock prices, caching this data can enhance performance and reduce latency. Furthermore, using a distributed caching solution can provide scalability and high availability for applications with large user bases. Importance of efficient queries. Efficient queries are the backbone of a well-performing database. They minimize resource usage, reduce response times, and provide a better user experience. Inefficient queries can lead to longer wait times, increased server loads, and ultimately, frustrated users. In the finance industry, where timely information is critical, the impact of performance can be significant. For example, slow queries in a trading application can result in lost opportunities and revenue. Moreover, efficient queries help in maintaining the health of the database. They reduce the risk of lock contention and deadlocks, which occur when multiple queries compete for the same resources. By optimizing your queries, you can ensure that your database operates smoothly, even under high loads. Additionally, adopting best practices like using explain plans can help you analyze query execution and identify potential improvements. Best practices for database performance. To maintain optimal performance, several best practices should be adhered to throughout the database lifecycle. Regular performance monitoring. Continuously monitor database performance using tools that track query response times, resource usage, and overall health. Identifying performance bottlenecks early allows you to address issues before they escalate. Utilize monitoring tools that provide alerts for unusual spikes in resource usage to maintain stability. Database maintenance. Regular maintenance tasks such as updating statistics, rebuilding indexes, and purging outdated data are essential. For instance, as transaction records accumulate in a financial application, routinely archiving old transactions can keep the database lean and efficient. Implementing automated maintenance scripts can help ensure these tasks are performed consistently. Proper hardware resources. Ensure that your database servers have adequate hardware resources, such as CPU, memory, and storage. Performance can suffer if the hardware is outdated or insufficient for the workload. Investing in scalable infrastructure can provide flexibility as your application grows. Consider using cloud-based solutions that allow you to easily adjust resources based on demand. Training and documentation. Equip your team with the knowledge of best practices and the tools necessary for performance optimization. Proper documentation of database structures and access patterns can help new team members quickly understand the system, leading to better performance management. Regular training sessions can help keep the team updated on the latest optimization techniques and tools. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've explored various techniques for optimizing database performance, discussed the significance of efficient queries, and outlined best practices for maintaining optimal performance. By implementing these strategies, you will enhance not only the efficiency of your queries but also the overall user experience in your applications. As you continue with your learning journey, remember that performance optimization is an ongoing process that requires attention and adaptability. Reflection questions: how can implementing indexing in your database improve query performance in your finance application? In what ways can you ensure that your SQL queries are efficient and targeted to minimize resource usage? Reflect on the importance of regular database maintenance. What practices will you implement to keep your database performing at its best?